Sisters and brothers, I've been thinking a lot about children and loss and waste. Waste, in many ways, is the word that started me writing Waking Up. Like the economist David Gordon, I was moved by the notion of the loss of us, of each individual one of us, of we the people. For despite what we mostly say, I believe that we are sacrificial lambs to the exigencies of state, that we lose ourselves every day just to make it, quote unquote. I know I did. Ignore what my body said in order to be productive, quote unquote. And that's what's most hideous. The fact that we mostly don't see, because it's never discussed publicly, that we're made to sacrifice everything. My thoughts bent started with a dream in which I was holding a baby, and he was smiling up at me and completely happy. And I awoke with such a warm feeling, and I thought at first that it must be Nanji, the baby. And then the next night, the dream, more like a feeling, came again, and I realized that no, it wasn't him, it was my son. It was T, smiling up at me, as he was at the start, before unanswerable hurt took over his heart. And I didn't know that we start out whole. I didn't know that. I was oblivious. And the resulting loss, waste of us, now that I see it, is hideous. And 2-year-olds have shown me, so now I see more clearly the cost of not being able to give each other our attention. But I also have to interject that these past 5 years have shown me we get ourselves back. We do. When we begin to create our own selves, we give our lives back to ourselves and we begin anew. And this is a knowledge babies teach that helps us see the goal we seek. The destination is the medium in which we're moving that suffuses us with that warm, loving feeling. So if living isn't love, it's not the world we want. There, that's a clue for our planning. The goal is simply the feeling we want to be living. And since I've been on this path, in this place of having come to decision, to certainty about the world we deserve, and I mean all humanity, I know that the world in which no child will take that hit, that deep soul wounding festerment, because no one knows how to answer it, that world in which we give attention, share our thanks, live our reverence, will be an amazing place. And we deserve it. That's the world I want.